Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Most Americans who've ever been in a relationship say that they worry about what their partner thinks about how they look. But when I say most, it's 62%.
So most.
But that means a lot of people don't.
Well,
women, of course, more so than men. 59% of women worry about what their partner thinks of how they look, and 38% of men say they think about how their body looks during sex. 59% of women say they think about how their body looks during sex. Men don't care as much.
No, I always want to look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As pretty as possible.
I don't think about that during sex, but I do. That does concern me because I have a mirror. Right.
Yeah. Not while in the act, but later on you go, oh, well, that was probably not good for her.
Right.
I'll get out of the shower and be like, whoa, like, surprising. And she touches me anywhere.
I think all guys feel that way just because we're gross. We know we're gross.
Right.
You know.
A YouGov body image study asked Americans what they thought of different grooming styles for men and women. 53% of us think that women should get rid of their armpit hair.
Yeah, I'm not...
Which means a fair number of us don't care.
Yeah, I'm surprised that number's not higher.
It's gross to me. It's just gross. I don't know any women that I've been with that wanted to grow it out, but I just don't like it.
I think that's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Women are slightly more likely than men to say that they think it's unattractive for women to have armpit hair.
Good. Because
even
is,
then, it's just 60 to 54%. So there's a lot of people who either don't care or find it attractive.
I don't find it attractive. I think it's gross, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel piggish saying that.
So do I. But I think
that's kind of how I feel. Yeah.
About a third of us.
Would that be a deal breaker?
Well, we were talking sex off the air, which we won't do that on the air. But, Don, you know nothing. This group, there's no deal breakers. And that definitely would not be one of them.
Now, back in the day, that
I'm not talking about dating and marrying. I'm talking about, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dating and marrying.
I don't like it. I think it's gross.
About a third of us, and it's about an equal number of men and women, say they have no preference on whether women should get rid of armpit hair.
Have you had sex with a woman with a full-on armpit hair? I never have.
I haven't, that I'm aware of.
That's a good point. Might have been dark, you mean?
I didn't look.
Or you didn't feel it?
I didn't look. I didn't feel it. Whatever.
Yeah.
But
well,
I'm not aware of it.
There was some stubble. I'm talking about full on. They let it go. Like as hairy as your armpits.
I'm just not aware of it.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of it if I did. You're right.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, and that's not really somewhere where you're seeking out on a female body is the armpit.
No.
No, you're not.
But if they're 13% naked, and the lights are on, you're going to see armpit hair, you know? I mean, if the lights even...
And it would be, it would be a turnoff.
Yeah, it would be a turnoff,
sure.
Too. I'd get done and get out of there.
Right. I would be turned off. I wouldn't stop, but I would be turned off.
I'd have an orgasm. She'd have an orgasm, maybe, and I'd leave. I'm out of here as soon as I'm done having sex with you. Because that grossed me out.
About 13% of us think that men should get rid of their armpit hair.
No, it burns, by the way, if you do that. I never did it.
For women, but for men it does.
Yeah. Exactly. Women felt the same thing. But I've asked a lot of women; they think armpit hair is gross too. So I don't feel as piggish as Puss thinks we should.
I've trimmed it up a little bit. You know, if it starts to stick out of the arm, you know.
Yeah, I never had.
I don't think I've ever trimmed it up
either. Because mine's never really gotten that big. You know,
mine's under control.
Yeah, but I've seen some guys are pretty hairy underneath there. Yeah,
talking armpit or chode.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Again, most Americans, about 60%, say it's unattractive for a woman to have hair on her legs. 5% of us say it's attractive.
I don't like that either.
For a woman to have hair on her legs.
I don't like that either. But my wife will say sometimes, you know, especially in the winter, I forgot to shave. We're about to, you know, do it. Well, I've got to shave my legs. I don't care. Because you don't care in that situation. And I forgot to shave my legs for weeks.
Yeah.
They're stubble. I don't care.
But even then, even if it'd been 2 weeks,
it's still not going to grow out like
you're not. It's not going to stop you.
No.
Well, especially once you're close. Like, if sex is imminent, she could tell me, and she could be like, my ear fell off. Yeah. Like, oh, we'll deal with it.
I can work around that.
Put a rag on it. Hold it up there.
Right, let's put it on ice.
Yes. That's what I said. You got hairy armpits. Okay, in about a half hour, I'm out of here.
Probably sooner.
Oh, good point, Todd.
Yeah.
6 or 7 minutes, I'm out of here.
Unless you're going to sit around and talk for
20
minutes.
You getting an email
minutes.
From somebody, Craig, you're looking at? You want to talk about a text?
I don't know if I should, but I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Guy says he had sex with a woman that had hairy nipples, and that was a huge turnoff as soon as he was finished.
Do we know this guy?
I'm not sure.
I've seen a few hairs on nipples. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
On chicks.
Yeah. Right.
I was going to say, we know. Never stops you.
Yeah. I mean, you should trim that bear up later, but I'm not going
to
stop.
I just like to bite him off.
Floss with one?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be the hardest hair to remove.
It would.
You don't want to shave around a nipple.
No,
and if you pull it, that's going to hurt real bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You shave around and miss. You're the goodbye nipple.
Boing. That wouldn't hurt any more than pulling, like, a nose hair out.
Todd just takes his teeth, bites onto it. Yeah. Pulls it right out of the nipple. I've seen that.
70%. Every time I yank out a nose hair, I go into a sneezing fit.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
That's normal, yeah.
Yeah, I look like I just watched a sad movie. Yeah. Just tearing up. I guess I could have just
said tearing up. What grosses out women? Because we're gross, man. We do a lot of stuff that they think is gross.
Well, 70% of women.
We got hairy noses. We got hairy ears.
Yeah. 70% of women say it's unattractive for men to have hairy backs.
Yeah, they don't like that.
What was that percentage?
70.
Yeah, that's a lot. They don't like that.
I think it,
and guys I know have had hairy backs try to shave those things.
My wife just shaved my back recently.
How hairy is your back?
Well,
I saw a photo, of you on the beach.
We have it was shaved. It would have been.
Okay, got it.
I see hairy backs with little artwork in them. I think it was in the Woodstock documentary. Some guy had a peace sign.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Shaved into his hairy back.
I remember.
You're not gorilla hairy, are you, in the back?
No, it's just more like patchy and gross.
Got it. I see what you mean.
I remember a janitor in high school who had, like, there was no break from the hair to the neck to the back hair coming up out of the shirt. Like, it was continuous.
Yeah, I had a buddy like that. Yeah. Well, he's still like that. Because he doesn't shave
his back. I feel
bad.
Yeah, those guys who have a lot of hair, shaving your back would be an arduous process.
Well, probably
we don't want to shave our faces. I can't imagine having to shave your back every 2 days.
Yeah, Frank, have you found that women love the hairless calves?
Oh, I have not found that.
No?
No. I have not found that.
They love the lack of ass?
I have not found that either.
That means they love the lack of ass.
He's got no ass and bald calves. Come on over here.
That works. Well, I guess it does.
No ass
to be
and
fair,
bald
it,
calves
it,
in the morning.
It really does.
So that's what they're grossed out about, hairy backs for the dudes.
Well, that's the highest percentage out of any of this stuff.
Yeah, the hairy back.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
It is
I
fair.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for dudes with really, really hairy backs.
Yeah, because you couldn't shave that often enough.
No, even that machine, that long thing, yeah, you couldn't. You have to have somebody shave it for you. Like, your wife shaves your back, right?
Okay. Yeah, and I just feel bad for her the whole time.
But yours are just patchy hair. That's why she's rid of those, right? You're not full-on monkey, right?
No.
Right.
It's enough for
just
like... Ooh, well, not usually. I guess if it's 70%, I do. I never do it more often.
I don't even push it anymore. It just fires and somebody says monkey. Yeah. Yeah. Here we come.
Walk down the street. My wife will say something about my neck. Like, if I get my neck gets really hairy.
And okay.
I always tell her, I said, that's your. Like, she's like, how do you let it get that long? What? I can't see it.
That's right. Oh, it's in the back.
It's the back of my neck. Yeah. If you think that it's long, say something, and then we'll go take care of it.
Just get
the little shaver and take care of it. Right. But you have to tell me. It's behind me all the time.
Right. Because it doesn't bother you.
No, I can't see it. And I understand that it bothers her, so that's fine. But you got to tell me.
Yeah, I don't have my wife shave my back very often because I feel bad that it's something that has to be done. And then the whole time she's doing it, I feel like the dog when he's got the turd sticking out of his ass. I've got the same look on my face, like, sorry.
Sorry, I'm so gross. I know this is gross for you.
Yeah, she didn't know she was getting into that when she said yes.
Yeah.
What if you were like a competitive bodybuilder and a really hairy guy?
Oh, you got to shave all the time.
Yeah, because they got to be hairless.
Hairless everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be a constant process.
I remember back in the day seeing something like MTV, and they were following this dude who was a bodybuilder who literally was standing in the bathroom with his dad shaving his ass cheeks.
Oh, I saw that story too.
Yeah. Because he had to be completely hairless for competition.
Right.
So his dad standing there shaving.
Well, better your dad than your mom, I guess, huh? Think about it. Well, not your mom.
You probably couldn't.
She could shave my ass cheeks.
I don't know what I would do. That would kill your skin.
Probably, yeah.
That would just light you up.
A lot of oil on your ass.
Oh, sure.
That's what I've heard.
At any given time. Whether you're shaving it or not.
I'm with you on that.
Put a lot of oil on your ass.
I'm with you.
Some of it's from a bottle.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New Bankrate.com survey finds that more than half of adults currently have unused gift cards, vouchers, and store credits.
Man, and companies make millions off that.
The average value
already sold, and they don't provide the. We have a bunch of those. I almost hate when I get gift cards because I forget about them. We got movie ones. We have, I remember we had some Starbucks ones. I think my kids use those up since.
Oh, yeah. The last few years, my parents have gone to giving us a theater gift card at Christmas for the family.
You forget about them.
And we got one for Christmas 2019 into 2020. Ha!
Oh, is it?
That sucker's still sitting unused.
Yeah, okay. But it doesn't go away, right? It's a gift card. I don't think
but the theater might.
Yeah, you're right.
Randy says... email, by the way, is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Guys, I don't mind hairy women. So when I get to the moment, I find out they have balls. I guess that's a problem.
Yeah. But are the balls shaved?
Yeah.
You can see how that would be an issue for him.
Does he mind if the balls are shaved?
He does not elaborate.
I get them home and find out they have balls.
That's a deal breaker, apparently.
Yeah, that'd be a deal breaker. In a half hour, I'm out of here.
So the average value per person of unused gift cards, vouchers, and store credits is $116.
Cool balls, dude.
That's just the average.
That's a Nick would say we got a guy home. Found out it was
I found a certificate
cool
for,
balls, dude.
Free golf. That's about 12 years old in my office.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
I got one of those up on the cork board in the office too. That'll never get used.
I know. I hate. They love when you buy those things. At the store, all those cards are all over the stores now.
I wonder if it's still good.
Yeah, the big kiosks.
There's no expiration date on it.
So no, there shouldn't
be. I'm curious if it's still good.
On the cards, there's not, because they sell them as cash, basically. You know?
Yeah, we get one for a local restaurant at the beginning of 2020 that I'm assuming it's still good.
Right.
Some of those places will start to charge you if you don't use them within a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they start to depreciate.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. At a certain point, they'll start to knock off like 5%.
That should be illegal. But somebody's lobbying for that crap. That's crap.
Does every state have a registry like that? Because I think I found some old gift certificates by going on some state website. And they say, this is an unredeemed gift card.
Yeah.
That was years ago. I don't know.
I'm not familiar with
still
that
part of the practice.
Not familiar with it.
Yeah, so I got a
free
couch.
Free back shaving.
I got a couch out of the deal.
I would do that, give my wife some relief.
Yeah, you're right. You probably get your back shaved at some nail place or something like that, maybe. Where could you get your back shaved? I mean, a barber. A barber's not going
to
shave your back.
Right. Could you wax it, or would that be excessively painful?
I think that would be pretty painful.
Yeah.
Live show.
Yes, you can wax it.
Live show.
Yeah, you want to try it?
Do it in front of the audience. No. Waxing Nick's back.
Well, that would be the, what's that, 40-year-old virgin?
And by the way, you can swear, too, at the live show. So when they
pull I would be swearing.
Yeah, right, right.
Or Nair. We could just slather you with Nair and let you sit there.
That sounds like you've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
And that probably hurt.
You said slather.
That would burn your skin.
Yeah, probably. I think it's probably a very specific time that you have to leave it on and then take it off as soon as it.
Todd can bite the hair off your nipples at the live show.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. And Todd goes, yeah.
And Nick said, please.
Like, can you use that Nair to?
I think the Nair has been overrated. I've heard women say it doesn't work that well. I think the commercials are for that for years.
But can you put it on your pubes? Or does that burn?
You probably could, whether or not it's a good idea.
You could probably put it anywhere.
Yeah, well, somebody's tried it.
Yeah, let us know if you put Nair on your pubes. Yeah. And send a video if you got that, too. To puss.
I mean, I get the ear hair and nose hair waxed on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, I just trim that up with a trimmer.
I got a little machine.
Yeah, I do that in between. But this works a lot better. It actually gets rid of it. Tears the roots out.
If plucking one nose hair causes a three-minute sneezing fit, what the hell does that do?
It doesn't really hurt.
It's got to just get rid of them all at once.
Right. It's totally different. And clear. I don't sneeze after I get the...
You don't bathe because your nose hair waxed.
Pulled out of my nose. But I only do that every couple of months.
It doesn't make your eyes water or anything?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, man.
But I don't go into a sneezing fit or anything.
Hope you're enjoying your food this morning, by the way. We're talking about a lot of gross stuff at this last break here.
Hair everywhere.
Hair, pubes, stank.
All right, Rick. You tried the...
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Rick?
You tried the Nair on the balls?
Yeah, we bet on a football game. Yep. And
you lost. You lost.
Don't bet the Huskers against Ohio State. Don't do that.
No, don't.
Oh, that was dumb.
Did you get points in that game?
Oh, no. It was just like we have a couple buddies that are Ohio State fans, so they come over every year.
If you bet the Huskers straight up against Ohio State, nothing against the Huskers so much, you wanted your balls waxed by Nair.
Well, here was the thing. I thought we had a chance to quarterback with that. I was like, come on. 3 points.
Really? Okay, does Nair hurt? When you're nuts?
It burns. It burns really bad. And what makes that worse is after you get out of the shower, after you feel like your nuts fell off, your wife comes in and goes, here's an ice pack. Don't do the ice pack. You might as well rub Icy Hot. It's a tender zone for like 4 hours.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because the pores are probably all opened
up. Did all the hair come off with the Nair, though, at least?
I, to be honest with you, I don't remember because I just wanted to pass out and not think about it.
Yeah, there should have been some odds on that game. Yeah, like, if the Huskers win, your buddy should have had to chop off his balls.
Well, he hadn't shaved his beard in like 20-some years,
right?
And he had real long hair.
Yeah.
So his was if we had won, he had to shave everything.
Really?
Oh, okay. Well, he was mighty confident.
He was very confident.
As he should have been.
Yeah. You should have shook hands and then put the Nair on. I mean, considering that bet.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we don't make bets no more.
Thanks for sharing, Rick.
Thanks, buddy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.